Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the What to Count On for today's news and local information, KCII. I'm Brandon Shanahan, joined today by Mid-Prairie Superintendent Mark Schneider to talk about their recent enrollment study. So with the enrollment study just finishing up not too long ago, what were some of the results, and can you tell me a little bit about what the study was like?
Basically, it's RSP's opinion that the enrollment at Mid-Prairie will go up, but there will be steady growth for the next 5 years. It's always hard for any company to do an enrollment study more than 5 years out, because obviously they're trying to make a prediction about students that aren't even born yet.
Then can you tell me a little bit about what they use to come to this opinion?
Well, they looked at the number of childbearing women in the district. They looked at the enrollment over the past 5 years. They look at the number of new houses that have been built in the district within the last 5 years. They look at, again, I talked about the development. So there was a number of areas of development that they went in and they studied.
And then going into this enrollment study, what was kind of the motivation to want to get a third party involved in to get a professional's opinion on it?
Sure. Well, we've had a facilities committee in the district that's been meeting for the last 12 months, and we've identified some needs in the district. And as part of the committee wanting to make recommendations to the board, obviously having somewhat of a picture of what the future enrollment might do in the district is helpful to the committee. So it really started with the facilities committee.
Then now that the results are in and their opinion is given, what's the next step? And is there any progress being made to expand facilities, or what's next?
Yeah. Well, like I said, we've been meeting for about a year with the facilities committee. We're going to take a break over the summer, obviously, with vacations and other activities. It's hard to get a large group of people together. So I'm looking probably towards the end of August, the beginning of September, to bring those. There's approximately 50 people on the committee. Is getting the committee back together now that we've had the enrollment study. We can continue our work. And the goal, I don't know if we'll reach it, but the goal is to have some recommendations to the board by December.
Then as somebody who's been involved with the Mid-Prairie School District for as long as you have, is there anything that you want to see happen with facilities, or what do you want to do with this information exactly?
Well, Brandon, as I'm fond of telling people, this isn't the Mark Schneider Community School District. It's actually the Mid-Prairie Community School District. So to be honest with you, Brandon, it really doesn't matter what I want. It's what the community wants. And that's why we have a large group of not only community members and business members and parents and teachers and administrators. That's why we like to bring a diverse committee together and let them discuss the issues and make the recommendations. Because the recommendation really should go beyond just what one person thinks.
I know Clone has been in talks with Shiloh about annexation, and I know Mid-Prairie has been involved in some of the committee discussions. Kind of what's the point of view from the Mid-Prairie School District?
Sure. Well, actually, the committee meeting that we had in May was held out at the Shiloh facility, just so the facility's committee members could take a look at the space. During the meeting, in our brainstorming session, possible uses for that could be preschool or a center for our students with IEPs who have graduated. We can serve them until they're 21, so it could possibly open up space for that program, which is a new program this fall. But those are just very preliminary talks. Like I said, it was just brainstorming amongst committee members. We'll need to do a lot more investigation and gather a lot more input before a decision is made of whether, Mid-Prairie takes the final step to lease space or not lease space.
Excellent. Well, that hit all of my points. Is there anything else that I missed, or anything else you wanted to add about the enrollment study or any involvement with the Shiloh property?
No, not at all, Brandon. As always, I just appreciate your interest and your cooperation in keeping the citizens of Mid Prairie informed of what's going on.
And that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Mid Prairie Superintendent Mark Schneider. You can find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.